proclaiming the gospel throughout the world. Bill Winston Ministries is bringing lost souls to Jesus Christ and teaching them how to walk in a victorious life. We invite you to receive all the blessings that God has for your life. Bill Winston Ministries presents The Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, this is Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. We have an exciting program for you today. We're teaching on manifesting the sons of God. Now, when we say manifest, we're not talking about creating something on the spot. We're basically talking about having something become visible that was there all the time. You see, God has placed something in us once we got born again, and now He's manifesting it. Matter of fact, the whole world's waiting on it. They don't know what they're waiting for, but they're waiting for us. Praise the Lord. Now, what am I talking about? Really, we're going to be operating at another level. Now, one of the things that we have to get in our minds is the right picture. We call it paradigm. Paradigm is nothing but a word for a mental map. It's the way you see things. And people have seen the church the wrong way. And it's interesting how you see things, basically, is how you operate with those things or how those things affect your life, such as the church. Now, people see the church as a place to come, and some see it as a building. Well, it's not a building, and some see it as a place where we come to worship, and that's fine. But the church is really people, and the word comes from a Greek word, ekklesia. Now, that word ekklesia means called out ones. It's talking about a government. It's talking about a body, a ruling body of government people. That's what it's talking about. So we have been called out, and God has now established His government through His people. Remember, He chose 12 disciples. 12 is the number of government. And so He chose them. He has chosen the church. The church now is a governing body for the world. And that's why, as we go out, anything that's out of line with the kingdom of heaven, we are to put it back in line. Now, you get your Bibles and papers ready. I think you'll really enjoy this. Let's go into it. It's called Manifesting the Sons of God. All right, look what it says here. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. What we said about the natural man is that the natural man runs by his senses, his or her senses. And those things of God are foolishness to the natural man. No natural person, by the way, is stronger than the devil. Remember that. The carnal man, the next one, and mankind I'm talking about, is a born-again person, but not spiritually developed, not developed. And they're controlled pretty much by their circumstances, by their feelings. And so that's why in their babyhood all the time, they just kind of stay there, because one of the things that you need to get you out of all of that is you need the Word of God. And so what happens is, they fuss a lot and a lot of strife and jealousies and so forth and so on. And you need to get out of that, because those things are designed to rob you of the inheritance that God has for you. Say amen to that. Amen. So the third one, of course, and this natural carnal person, remember, how many days did the children of Israel have to have miracles in the wilderness? Every day. So a carnal person lives by miracles. Why? Because he lives in a crisis all the time. There's crisis all the time. A spiritual person, however, is different. That spiritual person is a person who's gained ascendancy over his or her own body and physical senses. So they're not moved by what they see or things that happen, but they're moved by what they believe. So they believe the Word of God, and without sense evidence, they walk by faith and not by what? Sight. So they're in command of their emotions. They do not let themselves get emotionally distraught. I don't care how bad things are. Remember when they were going over to the other side and that storm came up? How many of y'all remember that? Well, when that storm came up, remember what happened is they fell apart. They even accused Jesus of not even caring about them. And you know that wasn't true. So a spiritual person is a person who is basically is not walking by sight, they're walking by faith. All right. Now, lack of right teaching is one of the main reasons why the church has failed to grow. Now, Let's go to John chapter 5, please. John chapter 5. Now, we're still talking about growing up, because that's the key. That's the thing that we have to do. The church, you've heard me say it before, is the most powerful institution in the world ever, 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 ever. Don't ever forget that. Remember what he said, upon this rock I'll build my what? Church. And the gates of what? Hell shall not what? Prevail against us. So the gate of hell cannot even stop the forward progress of the church. Now, remember what I said about also the church. When we hear the word church, we think of something religious. But that's not what the disciples heard when they heard church, because that was the first time Jesus had used that term. He said, church. Upon this rock I'll build my church. Now, up until that time, I don't have a recollection in the Bible of him ever speaking and saying church. He talked about the kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven, so forth and so on. But he never mentioned church. Now, what we said church was is the Greek word ekklesia, which has to do with called out ones, or it has to do with governing or ruling body. So we said it's the Greek or the Roman when they have a senate, and that senate is filled with elected officials. Now, you are elected of God. You are chosen by God. Now, in here, you come for a Senate meeting. So we're coming in here to hear the Word of God. And while I'm talking to you, the Holy Ghost is talking to you at the same time. So now you're downloading from God. Why? Because He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of who? Lord. So once you leave here, you go back out to your designated territories, and then you take rulership over those territories. Anything that's out of line with heaven's laws and heaven's principles, then we have the authority and ability to bring it back in line. Say amen to that. All right. Now, okay. Now, they didn't hear religion. They heard ruling or governing body, and it's a political governing body. So that's what they heard. All right. Now, with that, and I told you, it's very key that we get the paradigm right. Lord have mercy. It's very key that we get the paradigm right. Now, here's why I say that. A paradigm is the way you see something. It's a pattern. You remember? And it's a deeply held assumption or values and the way we operate. It's a model that's in our minds. It's a template. It's a pattern. It's a map of the mind, a paradigm. It's a way we see things because of our culture, because of the context by which we see things in. Now, what Jesus said is, God said, is my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your what? Ways my ways. Now, why would he say that? Because in this paradigm, if you're going to change your behavior, then you're going to have to change your paradigm or your mental map. If you try to change your behavior without changing the map, then your paradigm eventually overpowers your change and brings you back to the way you used to act. Got it? Because for a true change to take place, you've got to change the map out of which your behavior flows. A man wrote a book on a billionaire. He said, for you, if you think like a billionaire, your life has no choice but to produce it. Just as simple as that. Just change your thinking. That means the subconscious in here. You got to change this map. Now, I'm not talking about conscious thinking. You just come in here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm a billionaire. And now, nothing in here has changed. If this map, I understand, I'm not just talking about billionaires or money. I'm talking about change your behavior towards your wife or husband. I'm talking about anything, because when you were raised in that house, maybe they fought all the time. Then that mental map has written maybe inside of you. And so what I'm saying, for you to change your relationship and change your action or behavior, you need to change the map. So here's the deal. John chapter 5. Did I tell you to turn there?
Yes.
All right. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there at Jerusalem by the sheep market was a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk. They were blind, halt, withered. They were waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. And whosoever then after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. And when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been a long time in that case, he said to him, "Wilt thou be made whole?" The impotent man answered and said, "I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me in the pool. But while I am coming, another stepping down before me." And Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed, and walk." And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked, and on the same day was the Sabbath. And the Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, "It is the Sabbath day, and it's not lawful for you to carry your bed." And he answered them, "He that made me whole, the same said to me, take up your bed and walk." All right. I want you to leave that and go with me over to Romans, and Romans chapter 10, please. I said one of the reasons why people are remaining in babyhood is they lack right teaching. Now, since knowledge preaching does not make faith, watch this. Verse 8. "But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach." Paul preached the word of faith. The word of faith is not designed to make sense. The gospel to the natural mind is not reasonable. Here is the gospel. Tomorrow, about this time, you are going to be a millionaire. Yeah. Now, in 2 Kings chapter 7, that's what that amounted to. And a man came up to the prophet who said that and said, "Wait a minute, if God would open up heaven himself, there is no way that these people's lives can be changed economically that quickly, that much." Why? Because he put it in his mind. And first place, the mind has limitations. Faith has no limitations. And he put it in his mind, and once he put it in his mind, he began to try to logically, intellectually figure out how God was going to do this. And his mind came to tilt. It said, "Uh-uh, won't happen." And what did he do? He spit it out his mouth. That is called unbelief. Now, Paul preached the word of faith. He didn't preach something that you can accept with your mind. He said, "My speech and my preaching are not in the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and a power, so that your faith will not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." He wasn't interested in whether you could figure it out logically. Because if your mind ever grabs it and starts its work with it, remember, no faith comes out of your head. You cannot get your inheritance. That inheritance is going to be above your mind. So, would you like to be made whole? See? See? And what did he say to him? Rise. Take up your bed and walk. Now, that was something beyond what this man was able to do for 38 years. But this time, the man didn't take it in his mind. He took it in his heart. And first thing, before you can stand up on the outside, you're going to have to stand up on the inside. And faith is the thing that makes you do it. Now, what has the church been trying to do? The church has been trying to intellectually organize all this. They have been trying to do this, born again, but trying to do it the world's way and through the processes of the mind. Folks, wait a minute. Your mind is the last thing that gets a hold of it. The first thing that gets a hold of it is your spirit. Say amen to that. And the whole world is waiting on the manifestation, come on, of the sons of God. That means they're waiting on answers that cannot come through the mind, because if they could come through the mind, the world would have figured it out. But it cannot come through the mind. It has to come through the spirit, and you are the only ones that can download it from the head and make it a solution in this earth. You can fix any problem in the earth. God told me to tell those people in England, I'll never forget it. I preached over there, and he said, tell them this, that they can be a millionaire in a month. Have you ever heard the expression, the devil's in the details? Yes. That's what it's talking about. No. When Adam was to name the animals, where did he get the name from? God. How did he get them? He downloaded. He just received. You don't need the details. Are you with me here? I'm not saying anything's wrong with education, but if education is all you got and you're competing against the world, wait a minute, honey. They went to the same Harvard University you went to. They had the same instructors that you had. How are you going to get the same learning and the same wisdom that they got and whip them? You're not. What you need to do is step up a little higher. You need to get that and put some super on it, and you'll have answers that they never came up with. And you'll confound your teachers. Are y'all following me, what I'm saying here? No. Daniel, the three Hebrews, were found to be 10 times better than all the best magicians in the world. You're to be 10 times better. Well, you just can't get there going to the same school and having the same course and having the same instructor they had. You got to have the same instructor they had plus another instructor. God tells me to do something, I just got to obey God. I got to say, okay, God, okay, praise God, I'm going to do it. He said, Joshua, I want you to march around this building. March around here one time, for 6 days, and the seventh day, march around here 7 times. I suppose Joshua said, now, why am I going to go do that, boss? I mean, I don't understand. Now, tell me why would I do that? See, the devil's in the details. Just what did God tell you to do, and just do that. Say amen to this. That's where we live in, folks. See, Jesus was introducing a new kingdom. This kingdom was so radical until John the Baptist, who saw Jesus coming, who had revelation, who said, "Behold, the Lamb of God," even when he got put in prison, he sent his runners to check it out and said, "Wait a minute. Go see if this is the same man. Ask him, let's say, is it he that was going to come, or should we look for another?" He began to doubt. Why? Because Jesus was doing things that was unorthodox, if I could use that expression. He was choosing leaders. He didn't go to the synagogue, to the boys who had the high hats and the big garments on. He went to a man that was stealing tax money and was going to make a world leader out of him. That's how powerful the kingdom is. You can take a person who has been bad a background. He's done this and stole that and in jail that and that. But Jesus can take him and lift him up and make a king out of him. God is an originator. Satan isn't. That's why he comes to the church to steal the persons and people who have the giftings. He steals them. He gets them. They were brought up in the church and sing songs of Zion and voices just as beautiful. And the next thing you know, they're gone. He offered them a better deal. Come out here. I can make you some money. So forth and so on. And he left the church, and the church said, "Boy, all our talent." Well, see, the enemy can't originate. He has to get folks that already got it. Okay. But God can put an anointing on somebody else.
Oh, Sunday.
You see what I'm saying? God can take a crooked stick and hit a straight leg. God can, I'm telling you, this is God you're talking about.
Praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoyed that teaching. Now, that's called manifesting the sons of God. Now, one of the things we talked about in this teaching is growing up, for the church to grow up. That when we first get born again, the Bible says that we are to desire the sincere milk of the Word that we may grow thereby. So God is interested in us growing. Now, what does He want us to grow in up? So that we could eventually have strong meat. You see, as the strength of the church grows, the church can be able to dominate more in this earth. And so He wants us to grow up. Now, one of the main reasons why the church has not grown is because of the word that the church has been getting. Now, one of the things that happens sometimes is the tendency is to preach a word that is acceptable and reasonable to your mind. Well, that's not the word of faith. Many times, the gospel is not reasonable. When the leaders came back from Canaan, they came back and 10 of them gave an evil report. What did they say? Well, the giants are tall. That's true. The city's a wall. That's true. You know, and we are in our own sight as grasshoppers, you know, all of that. Well, those things sound reasonable, but they were really not truth. And something can be a fact, but not true. It could be a fact that you have sickness in your body, but the truth is by His stripes, you're healed. So my point to you is now the word of faith, actually preaching something that in the natural mind seems a little bit unreasonable. But nevertheless, if you believe it, receive it, and act on it, it'll manifest in your life. And that's the way we manifest the sons of God. Two of the spies said this, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." The address and phone number are on your screen. You need to order this right away. Again, this is key for us, the church, to rise up and be all that God wants us to be in this earth. Do you realize that nothing is supposed to really exist in this earth unless the church allows it to? Nothing. That's how powerful we are. We are the most powerful institution in the world ever. That's powerful, isn't it? Praise God. Well, the address and phone number again on your screen. We have people standing by. They're ready to turn this teaching around, get it right out to you, because I know if you order it, you need it now. So we're going to get it right out to you. Well, that's all we have for this time. This is Bill Winston saying we'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.